Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. How often do you find yourself eating salt? Once a week? Twice a week? Every day? Several times a day? Well, salt is one of those ingredients that is very important when cooking. Without salt, food really wouldn't have any flavor. Well, today we have a very exciting lesson. It is called The Story of Salt. That's right. Salt has a story, and you're going to learn what that story is. So the question I would like you to try to answer is, what did the daughter in our lesson compare her father to? What did the daughter in our lesson compare her father to? Friends, open up your magazines and let's get started. Come on.
The Story of Salt. Salt might be common, but its story is anything but. There is an old story about a king and his daughter. The king asked his daughter how much she loved him. She said that she loved him as much as she loved salt. Her answer upset the king. Salt is a simple thing, and it is very common. So, the king thought his daughter didn't care about him. But the king was wrong. Salt might be common, but it is very important. Throughout history, salt has caused wars and revolutions. So why do people care so much about salt?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 upset 这个动词。upset 是指使生气、使难过或者是使心烦。注意它的过去式还有过去分词都是 upset， 但是现在分词要重复字尾的 t 再加上 ing。我们来看一个例句 ：George's rude behavior really upset everyone in his class. George 无理的行为惹怒了班上每一个人。Upset 也可以当形容词，意思是生气的、难受的或者是失望的。例如 Nathan was upset because he was fired. Nathan 因为被革职而非常的生气。或者是 I have an upset stomach. 我的肚子不太舒服。Upset 的现在分词 upsetting 也可以当形容词，意思是令人不快的。例如 The upsetting experience of getting blood drawn. 抽血的不愉快经验。继续我们看的是 revolution 这个名词 ,B-O-L-U-T 这个字根有滚或卷的意思，所以 revolution 在这里是指革命。例如 the movie was set in the era of the French Revolution， 这部电影的背景是设定在法国大革命期间。revolution 也指大的变革或剧烈的改变。例如 many people see virtual reality as a revolution in technology。许多人都认为虚拟实境是科技的革命，它的动词是字尾加上 ize 变成 revolutionize， 意思是带来革命性的改变。例如 e-commerce has revolutionized the way people do business， 电子商务彻底改变了人们交易的方式。
Well, today we get to talk about salt. So Gabe, I have a question for you.How would you feel if your wife, Wei, were to say, Gabe, I love you as much as salt?
You know, I'd probably feel the same way that the king in the story felt when his daughter said the same thing. Because, you know, there are more important things to my wife than salt. And, you know, so to compare me to salt isn't that big of a deal.Yeah, what about you, Rebecca? I mean,
if somebody were to tell me that they loved me as much as salt, I probably would also feel the same way as the king and you.
Uh-huh.
Because in my mind, I mean, yes, salt is important, but I don't look at table salt and think, I can make a lot of money selling this.
You know what? I think we're going to find out in our lesson, maybe tomorrow, how valuable salt was in the past. Today, it's so easy to get it, so easy to buy at any supermarket. It's pretty cheap, but it hasn't always been that way. So maybe this story about the king and his daughter was during a time when salt was really valuable.
Maybe. Well, we read at the beginning of our lesson, salt might be common, but its story is anything but. Okay, so let's talk about this phrase that you see, anything but. When do you use this phrase? Well, you just use this phrase when you want to say that something is anything but a particular something.
Exactly. So salt might be common, but its story is anything but. What that means is its story is anything but common. It's not just a common story. It's a very special or unusual story. But there are other ways you can use this phrase. And I thought about Jesus. A lot of people think different things about Jesus. Mm-hmm. In history, he's a very important person and a very controversial one. But Jesus is anything but boring. If people say that Jesus is boring or following Jesus is boring, that's not true. He is anything but. For another example, my work is so stressful, but my recent vacation was anything but. Now you notice I don't have to add the word stressful at the end of the sentence. You know the idea is that my vacation was not stressful. It was anything but.
That's right. Well, let's go ahead and learn about the story of salt. There is an old story about a king and his daughter. Okay, let's hold on for just a moment. There's a couple words we want to talk about. Now, you see the word story in there, but a related word is the word tale. What is a tale? That's just a story, especially one that's difficult to believe, so it's probably not true.
Well, right, and there's so many different tales in history, right? I was thinking about the tale of Paul Bunyan, you know?
Oh, yes.
That big giant with his big purple bull. Did you ever read that story?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so there's the tale of Paul Bunyan. I think of fairy tales as well. You know, mm-hmm. Disney loves to put fairy tales to their cartoons. There were the classics like Snow White and Cinderella. Those are different kinds of fairy tales.
Exactly. So that's one word we want to introduce you to. The other word is legend. A legend is just a very old story from a long time ago. And it tells about a famous person or a famous place.
That's right. So, for example, the legend of King Arthur or the legend of Robin Hood. Maybe you know of some legends in your own culture or your own country's history as well. Some people who maybe were real, but mm-hmm. there have been stories created about them that are partially real and partially false, right? Those are legends.
That's right. So this story in our lesson could be considered a tale, and maybe some people might even consider it a legend. Well, anyway, we read the king asked his daughter how much she loved him. She said that she loved him as much as she loved salt. Her answer upset the king.
That's
Why?
Right, because salt is a simple thing, and mm-hmm. it is very common. Common. Well, hold on a second. You see that word common here a couple of times in this section.
Mm-hmm.
What's the opposite of common?
Okay, well, the opposite of common is uncommon. And if something is uncommon, that means that it's not really seen or experienced very often.
For example, I've shared this story before, but when I was in Australia, we saw a cassowary. Now, our tour guide said that it was very uncommon to see this bird. It only came out maybe once or twice a year for people to see anyway, but we saw it during our trip, this uncommon sighting of a cassowary.
Well, speaking of salt being common, our lesson says salt might be common, but it's very important. It even caused revolutions.
And I would say that salt spices things up.
Oh, let's learn more about that in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud.
Many people from the West are very impressed with the food when they come to Asia, mainly because it tastes so different from what we eat back home.
Do you mean bland?
Well, not exactly. Rex, do you like food with a lot of flavor?
Of course. I can't stand foods that taste too bland. I spice up everything I eat.
That's an interesting phrase. Spice up, which literally means to add spice to your food to add more flavor. But did you know that it can also mean to make things more exciting and lively?
We can say, he spiced up the birthday party by bringing in a clown. So instead of having a boring party, he made things more exciting and fun.
Now, make sure when you use this phrase that you don't confuse it with the word spicy. If something is spicy, then it has a hot flavor. But if you spice something up, you add spice to it to make it more flavorful. And that can include any kind of spice, not just the hot kind.
我是一个非常重口味的人，几乎每一道菜我都会加胡椒、辣椒，甚至是盐。I like to spice up what I eat.Spice 就是香料，而 spice up 就是加入香料，让食物更有味道，更加的可口，吃了很开心。另外还有一种用法是 ,he tried to be funny to spice up his speech. 他试着在台上搞笑，让他的演讲更加的活泼有趣。当你 spice up 的时候，你正在让一个场合或一件事情更有看头，更好玩。更令人兴奋。最后，如果我们说有一部电影的其中一场戏被 spiced up， 通常是指加入了限制级的场面，为了要增加票房。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次别关线。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. How would you feel if someone compared you to salt? Would that make you feel really special and valued? Or would you feel like you were just some ordinary, common person? Well, if you might feel a little upset, you probably understand how the king feels in our lesson becausehis daughter compared him to salt. Well, friends, let's continue learning about the importance of salt right now.
The story of salt. Salt has many uses. Our bodies need salt. If we don't have enough, our muscles...nerves and organs can't function properly. We put salt on icy roads to make them safe. We also use salt to produce other products. Products like plastic, paper, glass, rubber, and soap depend on salt. One kind of salt is even an important part of gunpowder. But for many years, salt's most important job was preserving food.
OK, 接下来我们看 icy 这个形容词。icy 是指结冰的或者是覆盖着冰的。例如 ,it's dangerous to drive on these icy roads. 在这些结冰的路面上开车很危险。或者是 the kids at the party loved mom's icy treat.Homemade strawberry popsicles. 来到派对上的孩子们都超爱妈妈做的冰品，自制草莓冰棒。还有另外一个形容词叫做 iced, I-C-E-D, 意思是冰镇的或者是加了冰的。例如 iced lemon tea is my favorite summer drink. 冰柠檬茶是我夏天最喜欢喝的饮料。最后我们看的是 preserve 这个动词。S-E-R-V 这个字根有保持的意思，所以 preserve 是指保鲜、腌制或者是储存。 例如 add some honey to preserve the prunes, 加一些蜂蜜来腌制这些枣子。或者是 people in this fishing town preserve their catch by canning, 这个渔村的人民把渔获做成罐头来保存。Preserve 也可以当名词，意思是蜜饯或者是果酱。例如 these jars of preserves have expired already, 这几罐果酱已经过期了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we're talking about salt. And we know that salt has many uses because that's what our lesson says. Our lesson also says that our bodies need salt. How much salt do you eat a day, Gabe?
Well, in the morning, I usually have a tablespoon of salt. And in that lunch, I pour a teaspoon of salt. Mm. And then in the evening, I have a big bowl of salt just by itself. It's pretty delicious.
Wow. Sounds like maybe that's a little extreme. Too much of a good thing can actually be a bad thing. That's too much salt, Gabe.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I don't do any of that, friends. Honestly, I don't know how much salt I have per day. All I know is that salt is very important for our bodies. Our bodies need sodium. Isn't that right?
Ooh, sodium. You brought up a great word, Gabe. The word sodium. What is that? Well, it's just this soft, silvery white chemical that's found in salt that our bodies need.
That's right. So we all need sodium. In Chinese, you say, na. And that's an easy word to remember for you too, Rebecca, because the chemical element for sodium is Na, right? So na.
Right.
Yeah.
So na.
Yeah.
So our bodies need sodium. Our bodies need na.
Exactly.
Okay, so our lesson says, if we don't have enough, if we don't have enough sodium or salt, our muscles, nerves, and organs can't function properly. So what are some other uses of salt?
Okay, well, other uses we see here, we put salt on icy roads to make them safe. And I have seen this before. Not here in Taipei, of course, because we don't have icy roads. But I have seen this back in the United States. People do put salt on the roads to melt the ice.
Right. A long time ago, we used to live in an area where we got a lot of snow, mm-hmm. and we had this really, really, really steep driveway that we had to drive up every day to get to our house. And in the wintertime, we got a lot of snow. So my parents used to have to put salt on the snow or the ice so that we could drive up to our house.
I'm just curious, Rebecca, mm-hmm. is it the same kind of salt that you keep in the house for food that you pour on food sometimes?
That's a very good question, but no. Different type of salt. The type of salt that you put on the road mm-hmm. to melt icy roads, mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to eat that.
No, that's probably not good for you,
no.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's one kind of salt, right? That's one use for salt. We continue. We also use salt to produce other products. Products like plastic, paper, glass, rubber, and soap depend on salt. I'm guessing that's also a different kind of salt than the one that we have on our table.
Yes, Gabe, you are absolutely correct. And we read one kind of salt is even an important part of gunpowder. So I think, friends, you probably have gathered from today's lesson that there are many different types of salt, and those different types of salt have different purposes.
That's right. Now let's take a look at another purpose here. But for many years, salt's most important job was preserving food. Now, to preserve food, well, that is probably the most common purpose that I can think of for the history of salt.
Yes, me too. Now, of course, you see this word preserving in our lesson, and a related word that we wanted to talk about is the word preserves. What are preserves? That's just a food made from fruits or vegetables, and it's boiled with sugar and water, and it becomes, like, firm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And you preserve it in a jar like this. That's why they call it preserves. It's so much better than just the flavored jelly or jam. So much better to have the real fruit there in preserves. Now, we wanted to talk about a certain kind of salt that we use every day, and that is table salt. Friends, in Chinese, you might call it yinba, right? Or actually it's NaCl, that is Lü Hua Na.
Right. Table salt, and it's a type of salt that most of us use every day. Well, right now, it's time for a challenge. It's time for us to go to the
SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge. Today, we have two very brave contestants with us. Let's meet our contestants. Over here, we have...
Brandon. Hello everyone, good to be here.
We have Brandon, and then we have...
Hello everyone, I'm Josh.
Josh. Brandon and Josh will be joining us for the SC Challenge. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, today's topic is about salt, because our lesson is called The Story of Salt. So the first question I have for you, gentlemen, is, what did the daughter in the lesson compare her father to? A, sugar. B, salt. C, pigs. Or D, dogs. Yes, Brandon?
Is it C, pigs?
C, pigs. No, that's not correct. Okay, Josh, what do you think?
I want to say a dog, but I'm gonna guess B, salt.
B, salt. That is correct. 1 point for Josh. Brandon? Jayo. Question number two. According to the lesson, what needs salt? A, our bodies. B, the water. C, paper. Or D, dogs. Yes, yes, Josh.
Dogs. D, dogs.
D, dogs. That's a good answer, and I do think dogs need a little bit of salt. But that's not the correct answer. Brandon?
Is it A, our bodies?
A, our bodies. That is correct. 1 point for Brandon, 1 point for Josh. This is the tiebreaker. Which of the following does salt help? A, icy roads. B, preserving food. C, our muscles. Or D, all the above. Brandon?
I'm going to say D, all of the above.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is the correct answer. Good job. 1 point for Brandon, or 2 points for Brandon, 1 point for Josh. So therefore, our winner is Brandon.
All right.
Good
yes.
job, Brandon. And friends, I know that you were able to answer these questions correctly. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Rebecca, I gotta tell you how important sodium is. A couple of years ago, my cousin almost died because his sodium levels were almost nothing.
That's terrible!
It is terrible. So friends, it is important to have enough salt, but I guess not too much, right?
That's right. Well friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.
See you then.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. Cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.